Hello, world. This is Wichita.
Volumes of history, faithfully and accurately recorded for the Wichita Eagles since 1872, comes another dramatic episode in the pageant of progress. Tonight, the files of the Wichita Eagles reveal a thrilling story of a booming town destined to rise high and fall hard. We cordially invite you to listen to another chapter of This is Wichita. The Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, introduces our program tonight with Jealousy. From the first issue of the Wichita Eagle, published on April 12, 1872, up to the present large Sunday edition, which can be found in 108,997 homes, there is a sincere expression of enthusiasm for Wichita. The Eagle's founder, Colonel Marsh Murdoch, believed that his newspaper could be of great service to this city. Aside from bringing you the latest news, the finest features, serial stories, and comics, the Wichita Eagle is performing another service today. Newcomers will find this service especially helpful. If you're looking for a room, an apartment, or a house, read the classified advertising section of the Wichita Eagle, where you will find a large list of rentals advertised every day. If you don't find what you want advertised in the Eagle, Come to the office at Market and William Streets and ask for the classified rental information department. The Wichita Eagle, in cooperation with members of the Wichita Real Estate Board, advertising in the Eagle, will assist you in solving your rental problem. If you want to buy, rent, sell, or exchange, use Kansas' largest classified medium, the Wichita Eagle. And now the First Federal Quartet brings us the King's Horses.
Walk along the street to hear the tram so sweet. And there's a song that's half the street in all the world.
Tut-ta-ra!
Song is on parade. They come along. The crack the gate. The quavy crew. And the flashing light. And flag and drum.
Tut-ta-ra-ta-ta-tum. The king's horses, the king's men march down the street and they march back again. The king's horses and the king's men. Tut-ta-ra-ta-ta-tum. They're in scarlet, they're in gold, all dollied up. It's a joy to behold. The king's horses and the king's men. Tut-ta-ra-ta-ta-tum. They're out to fight the foe. You might think so, but oh dear no. They're out because they got to go
to put a little pepper to the Lord's fair show.
It's their duty now and then to march down the street and to march back again. The king's horses and the king's men, there they go.
The king's horses, the king's men
march down the street and they march back again.
The king's horses
and the king's men,
there they go.
They're in scarlet, they're in green, all dollied up. It's a joy to behold.
The king's horses
and the king's men, they're a joy to behold.
They're not out to fight the foe. You might think so, but oh dear no.
They're out because they've got a goal
to put a little better to the Lord's fair show.
It's their duty.
March down the street and to march back again.
The king's horses
and the king's men. King's horses and all the king's men.
And now the Wichita Eagle presents the story of one of the greatest real estate booms in the history of the United States. Wichita's boom of the golden 80s. Of the prairies, the magical mascot of the Meridian, the winning wonder of the Western world. These proud phrases were sprinkled heavily throughout the pages of the Wichita Eagle in the years leading up to 1887. Colonel Murdoch was singing the praises of this prairie town, hoping to lure more people, more wealth to Wichita. That the unscrupulous and greedy heard the call as well as those worthwhile is unfortunate. But where there's gold, there's greed. And there was gold in Wichita's muddy real estate.
I'm blowing Chicago, see? Nothing here for a smart guy with ideas, no, sir.
Well, where are you going, Deke? Gonna look for gold?
Yeah, you said it. Gold, and I don't mean California. I'm heading for a town called Wichita. I'm going in the real estate business.
The real estate business. That's a hot one. What are you going to use for money, Deke? And just where is this town?
It's in Kansas. Never heard of it?
No,
I didn't think so. That's the trouble with all you barflies in this town. You don't know there is anything west of Chicago.
Well, is there?
Is there? Say, there's the biggest boom in the world going on in that little cow town. What, people are selling land right and left. Remember Mo Sedlam? He went out to Wichita 2 years ago. He's in the big money now. Look at this paper. Ever see it?
The Wichita Eagle.
Yeah, that's the newspaper. A friend of mine sent it to me. Listen to what it says. Wichita's future trade and influence will reach out and out to where spring the waters of her river among the sighing pines of the mineral-lined canyons of the west, to where these same waters are lost amid the shadows of the palmetto and the ebb and flow of the ocean tides in the south.
Oh, that sounds like poetry to me.
And it sounds like gold to me. A kid I knew when I was just about 10 wrote me all about the town. His folks went to Kansas about 15 years ago. They'll be good friends to me, so I'm heading that way.
Oh, well, pay for your drinks before you go, my friend.
Oh, yeah, there you are. Well, I'm on my way to fortune. If you want to write me, just address the letter to Deke Fielding, dealer in real estate, offices on any street corner, Wichita, Kansas.
That's a good one. Him, a real estate man. Why, he never earned an honest dollar in his life.
Maybe that's why he's going to the real estate business in Wichita.
And so they came, fingers itching, mind scheming. There was quick money in real estate in Wichita. Not all were like this, of course. For the most part, Wichita's boomers were honest men, inspired with great enthusiasm for the growth of the city. But an excess of optimism was playing a dangerous hand in the affairs of the city. We wish to make it clear that certainly not all were like Dick Silding, whom we discover now talking to his old school friend, a Wichita blacksmith.
Listen, Todd, will you forget about that broken-down horse you're tying to shoe and let me tell you how to make some real money?
Just a minute, Deke. I gotta get this shoe on. This is Colonel Murdoch's horse. Go ahead and talk, though. I can listen and shoe this horse at the same
time. But that's just it. You don't hear me. I said I gotta have $50. And I'm gonna sell that property you got, and we're both clean up.
That sounds like speculating to me, Deke.
Well, sure it's speculating, but what do you care? What do I care? Oh, I wish I hadn't lost my little bankroll coming out here.
Shouldn't play cards with strangers, Deke. These boys out this way play fast poker.
Now, look, Todd.
Wait till I get this shoe on here. It's got to cool off here. It's a fine horse, Colonel Murdoch's. It's taking a minute here to finish it up. Just a second here now, Deke. There. There you are, old girl. It's a fine horse the Colonel's got here. You ought to be satisfied with that job. Hey, you know the horse likes it, too.
Yeah, ain't that touching? Now, look, Todd, forget this village blacksmith stuff. And listen to me. I like you, see? You and me was pals when we was kids, before your folks ever came out here. Now I'm here. We can go places together, see?
But what do you want the $50 for, Dick?
Buy a license so I can be a real estate man. They charge you $50 for a license. I ain't got $50.
And you ain't got no land.
No, but you have.
Oh, but I couldn't let go of those holdings I got.
Why not?
Well, the folks wouldn't like it. My dad don't believe in this here real estate stuff. You know how dad
but
is.
But he don't understand. Neither do you. Holy Moses, Todd. You're sitting right in the most money-making place in the world, and you let it go by. There you are, playing nursemaid to a horse. You want to do that all of your life? Don't you want your wife to have some nice things? How about that? How about Netta?
Netta, she's happy?
Sure. That's a nice little home you got. Real cozy. But ain't Netta deserving of a palace if you would give it to her?
Sure she is.
Well, all right, then give it to her. Look, loan me 50. Let me sell that land. Let me take the money and buy some more and sell it. Say, listen, Todd. Yesterday I saw one piece of property change hands 3 times and make money every time. Think of it. All in one day.
Yeah? I know old man Foleman kind of run up quite a bit of money out of just a little land.
Sure, and so can you. You and me. We start small. We end up big. Get it?
Well, I don't see how it's done, but it does sound good.
Just trust in me. Put in with me. Come on, will you, Todd?
$50, huh?
$50 and the right to sell that land of yours. Come on, Todd. Take off that horse apron and let's get into the real estate business.
This is the first time you ever disappointed me. I don't know what to say.
Oh, but Dad, it's not like you think. There's money in this.
Fool's money?
No, Dad, real money. Everybody's making it. Look, I let Deke sell those 2 lots. They were worthless. Well, I wouldn't pay half what he got for them.
Stop it, Todd. Don't talk that way. Your grandmother willed those lots to you. She was proud of them. Proud of the land she owned, just like I am. Land isn't something you play a game with. It's something you can live on, something you can keep and make great.
Oh, but I'll have more land now, and I'll sell it and get more. You know what Deke's doing? He's putting in a new addition. We're selling a bunch of new lots way out... I know what you think, Dad. It doesn't sound exactly honest.
It isn't honest. And you know it.
People are coming in here, and they're buying all sorts of land and thinking the town will build up. Why, if it keeps up like this, they'll be selling suburban lots as far out as Newton.
Netta, you talk.
I'm sorry, Todd. I have to agree with you.
Good girl, Netta.
Todd, this sudden greed isn't like you. You were doing nicely enough until this friend of yours came from back east.
Now, Netta, you just don't like Deke because he's a kind of a show-off.
No, I just don't trust him, Todd. I don't like the way he talks or the way he thinks. And I don't like what he's doing to you. And I'm sorry I ever introduced him to Marion. She's in love with him, and it just isn't right.
Oh, come now, Netta. This is going too far. Deke isn't that
bad.
Yeah,
he's worse, and I'm likely to tell him so, too. And, Netta, you should warn Miriam about him. She's your friend. You ought to.
I know, Father.
Oh, people are going crazy these days. Miriam's father. The old fool, he's in the land speculating, too.
Yes, and look what he's getting out of it. He's building a beautiful home. Real imported porcelain fireplaces and imported window glass. Think of it, Nettie. Maybe you and me in a fine house, a mansion like that.
You are dreaming, Todd.
But I'm dreaming for you, too. Oh, I want you to have nice things. I want you to have...
Oh, yeah, Todd.
Okay. Well, I said to him, you'd better buy this, mister, before it goes up another 100.
Listen, there's Deke and Marion now.
Oh, they're loud mouthed, do.
Come on in, Deke. We're in here.
Oh, fine. Hi, Netta. How's the little woman? Brought some friends of yours. Ran right into the sweetest little Perry flower in Kansas. And her brilliant, astute, successful, and prominent father.
Oh, Deke, you say everything so different.
Don't you think so, Netta?
How do you do, Mr. Baring? How's the rheumatism?
Quite well, thank you. I'd rather be half laid up with rheumatic legs than walking about with the weak heads I've seen on some.
And he's looking right at you, Father.
Yeah, I know he is. To hear him talk sometimes, you'd think it was a crime to make money.
Now, see here, Foreman, I never criticized anyone for turning an honest dollar. But when an otherwise sound, sensible citizen starts playing a common gambling
now,
game...
Now, Father, that's no way to talk.
No hard feelings, Todd. Your father and I know each other. We just don't see eye to eye. By the way, my new home will be finished before long, Bert. I want you, Ned, and your family there for the housewarming.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. We're going to have real important...
Important. Oh, since you folks started getting rich, everything's important. It's a wonder you don't import the very air you breathe.
Say, you're not in good humor at all, are you, Pop?
Don't call me Pop.
All right, Pop. So here, read the Eagle. I brought it all the way from town, just to show you I was thinking of it.
Let me have it. I'd rather read the Eagle than listen to the conversation in this house right now.
Well, now, Bert, that's no way to talk. I was hoping I'd find you in better humor. Tell you the truth, I came over here on business. That is, Deke and I did, and, Todd's in, too. In fact, we're sort of all in it.
All in what?
Well, it's a big deal, Dad.
The greatest moneymaker that was ever thought up out of a great brain.
That's right. Deke thought of the whole thing.
Real estate.
Yes, of course.
Dad, it's that farm we've got.
What?
Now, Dad, that land's going to be mine someday, and, well, we're not getting much out of it right now, and...
And you know, Bert, that land's not too far from Wichita.
No, it's only 8 miles. Why, they opened an addition out east of town that's further than that. And they sow every lot at the sweetest profit you ever saw. Now,
stop it! Do I understand that you are coming to me with a proposal that I sell that land to unsuspecting newcomers as city property? Do you expect people to believe that the town can hitch up and go out to that land, do you?
Now, Bert, don't be hasty.
No, think that over.
Yeah, get wise. Listen, this is a boom town. People come in here every day. Look at that paper. That's our moneymaker. Those editorials. Come to Wichita. Great town. The winning wonder of the Western world. She's going every day. It's all there in the paper.
That has nothing to do with this.
Oh, Bert, it does. Mm. Every time Colonel Murdoch writes an editorial, he gets results. He's on our side. He's booming this town.
Yes, of course. But not the way you talk. He wants a steady, well-built city. People who Make this a city and not an open-air gambling hall.
Now, listen, I...
No, you listen to me. All of you. You're riding high. You're smart. There's another name for it, too. You cheat.
Now, wait a minute.
Here you are. You, Todd. My own son. You, Foreman. I can remember when you walked these streets with patches in the seat of your pants. And now you're making money hand over fist. You think it will go on like this forever. Right. You think the boom will last forever, but it won't. No. Yesterday, I watched them building a scaffold. And they were going to build to hang a couple of half-breeds. I thought of how many of you otherwise sane, decent, honest people were just hanging yourselves with your own crazy.
Oh, please.
You're building a great mansion, Foreman, but it's a house made out of a deck of cards. It's going to crash down on you. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And don't tell me Colonel Murdoch or the Eagle is championing your cause. He foresees this coming crash. Here it is right here in the paper. I'll show you. Listen to what he writes. There is only one danger before this town. It is the operations of the real estate speculators and their wild prices for wild lots in wild editions. Now, Hutch, I've said my little speech. That's my answer to you, Todd. To you, Foreman, and to you, Deke. And now, Netta.
Yes, Father?
Is my favorite daughter-in-law. Do your duty.
What is it?
Tell Miriam here that this overdressed, loud-talking, imported tease that she fancies herself in love with is nothing but a cheap, common, dirty little thing.
Oh, Father, no! I don't understand it. Why did Todd's father call Deke all those names?
Oh, Mary, of
course I don't believe them. Deke's wonderful, Netta. Really, he is.
Is he? Are you sure, Miriam, that it isn't just those flashy clothes and the glib way he talks and the fact that he's making money out of the boom?
Well, of course I admire him for what he's doing. Oh, Netta, you should have seen him the other day selling some land right on the street. All within a few minutes. Oh, he talked so smooth and fast.
And did you know that the land he sold was an addition so far away from the center of town that we could never possibly grow out to it?
Oh, I don't know about all these land deals they talk about. Father and Deke and Todd. You know, Miriam, Todd's been on this, too.
Yes, I know.
Oh, but aren't you happy because he's making money? Well, I can remember when Todd just had a little blacksmith shop, and well, he was really awfully...
Well,
you know what I mean, Netta. He was sort of slow and easygoing.
Yes, I remember. And oh, what I wouldn't give to see him that way now.
Oh, but think, Netta. You and Todd will have so much, just like we have. Oh, I'm not bragging. You know that, don't you?
Yes, of course, dear.
But it is nice to have money. I know. Weren't we just as hard up as anyone not very long ago? That wasn't fun, Netta. This lovely home. Oh, I want to show you the way I'm going to fix the parlor. Oh, it's going to be so elegant. Real important. There I go again. It's so much fun to have nice things. The best things. Look at these draperies.
Yes, they are lovely.
And then I want you to come upstairs. Well, I want to show you the way I fixed my room. You know, Netta, Deke and I are going to get married. This is really going to be our home. Of course, Father will live here with us. There's so much room. Do you know how many rooms we have?
Yes, Miriam. You forget you've only shown me this place 20 or 30 times since you had the house warming.
Oh, it was grand. All the people who came. And some of them, Netta, were people who didn't really know me socially not too long ago. Did you like my gown? It was
real important. Oh, Miriam, I can't do it. I just can't.
What?
Explode your little dream bubble. You're too happy. Listening to you, I almost believe it's all real myself.
But of course it's real.
No. No, it's just as Todd's father said it is. A card house. It'll all blow away and come falling down. I don't know when or how, but it will. And someday all this money-mad scramble will be over, too. It'll be over, and we'll all come back to our senses. And I hope Todd will get back to being the slow, easy-going, contented boy I knew when I married him.
Never you? You really think it'll end?
Yes.
Just stop? Just not be anymore?
Mm-hmm. But go on, Miriam. Live your dreams. Enjoy it. What else can you do? We've all got to go on until somebody calls a halt.
Oh. Yes, that's Father and Dick. Todd, too. They sound angry.
They certainly do.
Well, of all the rotten editorials I ever read in my life, he's a traitor.
Somebody ought to stop him. Why, if this sort of thing goes on, he'll bust this room wide open.
Father, speak. What is it?
Oh, don't bother me now, Miriam. He's got lots of worries. Colonel Murdoch's published an editorial that... Oh, why did he do that? Listen to this. Call a halt. Wild and reckless speculation at the expense of Wichita.
Wild speculation is not business nor conducive of healthy growth or of permanent peace.
And then he says, when men abandon legitimate trade to embark in a craze of any character, the end is not far off.
Who did he say that? Oh, I'm so glad, glad. That means you, Todd.
And did you hear that? She's glad. Glad her husband's going to lose his shirt.
Oh, I don't care about that. Here, let me see it. This state of affairs has been largely brought about by men not interested in the past or the future of Wichita. He means that for you, Dean.
Oh, he's hitting everybody in this business.
And he says, you and your kind are simply banking on foresight and successful work of others. You hoped this would be a great city. But you came... not caring for consequences further than for results in the shape of immediate cash return. That's what he writes. And this is for you, Todd. Listen to it. So wild and extravagant have they become that some of our own businessmen who were prospering in ordinary channels of trade have lost their heads and are ready for any folly. That means you, Todd, you.
Oh, shut up. Don't you think we've read it?
Hey, don't tell her to shut up.
Oh, you can't shut me up, Deke. And you can't stop this. Colonel Murdoch fought to build this town, not to destroy it. He's kept quiet before because he knew there'd be a crash. But now it must come.
Maybe it won't. Maybe we can stop.
No, you won't. You can't. He says he'll warn every newcomer. He says it's a game. Here it is, a game. He'll warn everyone against us. Oh, it's come at last. It's last. Thank heaven someone had courage to call a halt.
And so the mad game was over. The famous editorial, Call a Halt, brought Wichitans back to their senses. Almost overnight, the boom broke, and the reckless speculation was halted. It is to the credit of the names of some of our oldest families that they stayed and went on to build Wichita on a more solid basis. But the wild, unwanted speculators left.
Then the father, he's gone.
He's gone.
Yes, I expected that.
Oh, Mother, he's gone. He just let us know that he had all he wanted out of the town. Now he was going.
You should be glad, Miriam. You will be in time. I know you will.
Yeah. So, Deke's gone. Well, that's the best news I've heard so far.
Yes, Bert, you were right. A lot of us smart people sure went crazy. We thought it would go on forever. At first I was sore about that editorial, but... well, now I can see it had to come. If it had gone on this way, Lord knows what would have happened.
So Deke's gone. Oh. Thing's over. Gee, I still can't believe it. Gosh, everything's gone. Gee, Dad, you used to say it would happen like this, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah, you're not the only one, son. The whole town went crazy, and that's just why they had to call the halt.
But I didn't think it would be like this. Gee, Nettie, everything's gone. Even what we started with.
No, Todd. I think we still have what we started with. We have our love. And you're once more the man I married.
But what'll I do? I
you
can't
go to work, son. You make it a game, son.
But the town, Dad. All these people leaving. The boom just stopping all of a sudden. Hundreds leaving the town. What will happen to it? To us? To Wichita?
What will happen? We start building, son. We start making a real city. This wasn't real. This wasn't building. It was destruction. But now we've called a halt. The speculators have gone. The land's still here, son. The land will always be here. It will give us food. It will give us what we really want. Homes. Happiness. Comfort. And we'll have a city, son. A real city.
And so ends another chapter in the story of a city. Every Sunday evening at 6:30, the Wichita Eagle brings you the musical drama, This is Wichita, the authentic history of this city. Again, we invite all new residents of Wichita to use the Eagle classified ads. Call the Eagle and let them help you find a better home, room, or apartment. This is Vernon Reed speaking for the Wichita Eagle and saying proudly to the whole world, this is Wichita.